We're holding here by Simon Nun Beis, the Simon which is about the halach is kolam bebrach achreina. Halach is bebrach brach achreina. Sif Aleph, al perisi ilon, on fruit of the tree, chutz mi shivas aminu, except for shivas aminu, val kol peris ha'adam, and on all fruits of the ground, vi rokois, and vegetables, chodav she'in gedul min ha'aretz, and anything which is not gedul min ha'aretz, meaning even water, v'arach l'achrei and b'ri nefashis. The bracha achrei is b'ri nefashis. Afila ocha v'shasa, niftar b'bracha achas. Even if he ate and drank together, it gets parted with one bracha. One bracha achrei works for both. V'shbrurin sim reish zayin, sifkat an aleph, and Reish Ches Sif Beis, Sif Katan Beis, brings down, let's say, on Peiris Elon. B'di'evet, I made a bracha, ala eitz, or al priya eitz, am yaitza. Am yaitza, der am yaitza. Now, Sif Beis, bracha achrein uchein birchis amazin, ein mevarchim elam ken ochel kashir, lahainu kizais. Even though by bracha rishayna we said there's no shir, even on a mashu. But by bracha achreina there's a shir, kizayis. Aval apacha is mi kishir, ain tzach bracha achreina. If you eat less than the shir, then there's no bracha achreina. Val mashkin, yeshar v'nenechai b'bracha achreina l'mken shasar v'yis. Those that say that the bracha achreina on drinks is only if one drank a revius, which is around 3.9 ounces or a little less. V'yeshem the gamma mashkin imshasa kizayis chay v'bracha achreina. There are those that hold that also by mashkin goes with the kizayis. V'lochein says the Ketz Shulchan Aruch lotzis mi lisveke to get out of a suffix yesh li zor shlad lishtes al pachas mi kizayis or v'yis. One should be careful to drink less than a kizayis, but not to drink less than a kizayis or v'yis. There's no difference between yain straf, whiskey, and other mashkin. Meaning that b'di ever someone drank a kizayis and he does not have a revius, so then he's getting into suffix. Is there bracha achrein or not? Because there is a shitas ataz that perhaps since yain straf whiskey you don't drink a lot, normally just drink 1 ounce, so maybe that is the shir. However, la halacha we don't go with that shita, and there's no difference between yain straf and other mashkin. The mishnah berurah and siman reish yud.
Of the people who rely on this, they have a minhag to follow, to make kiddush,
whiskey.
Okay, it's relying on that taz, so
right.
You can also rely on it for bracha korma.
So that I don't know. Not sure. So here, I think they're just borrowing the svara. Over there. It's in reish yud tifkat and dalit. The Shabur brings down, where does this shir come from? Where does the shir kizayis come from? So it says, because by pas, by bread, it says, v'achalta v'savata v'irachta. This is the lashon of achila. And we know in the Torah, when it comes to a ma'is achila, achila is a kizayis, ein achila v'chal Torah p'chus v'kizayis. V'shar dvarim, so what about other things not pas? Kishetiknu chazal bracha achreina ke ein zet tiknu. Chazal m'sakin bracha achreina, m'sakin ke ein the bracha achreina of the Torah, which is pechis amazin, which is the kizayis. Ubemashkin, nami, mid ashkin ba'amalin ishti is mashkin asurin, the chiyuva mirviz. Achanami, so to hear, kishetiknu bracha achreina b'mashke, m'shir zet tiknu. That's what they're m'sakin. And the Sharetzin over here knows Yud Zayin. Sharetzin says, "Ba'af de minatayra k'dei sviya binon." If we're working with minatayra, to be chayiv berchis amazin, v'chalta v'savata, you need sviya. kamakim kishetiknu chazal asmachu alishna dekro dechseva chalta. Right? What are we saying? We're saying that since the Torah uses the lashon achila, and achila is usually kazayis, therefore they were misakir with the kazayis. But min haTorah it's more than just vachalta. It's vachalta sevata. So he says no. Vachila dechal Torah hu loy pachas mekazayis. Even though min haTorah you need sphir, but Chazal was so mechir on the lashon of the pasuk of vachalta. And in Siman Reish Zayin. In Simrish Zayin, the Sharetzin over here quotes a Shita, you know, it's Yud. He quotes a Shita that holds, he quotes a Shita that holds as a Re in Taisvis and the Flam Tesam and Aleph, that holds that there's Bracha Achrayna even less than a Shir. That also by Bracha Achrayna, there's no Shir. So the Sharetzin says, "V'loy nuchal." He's talking about a suffix of this. V'loy nuchal the tzar of das ri shesayve the lebirkas bari nefashis ein tzach shir. Talay atayisus v'rambam v'raj v'pil the pligi alei. Chesasam shulchan aruch bepshitzes the kamam zemresh yud ein sham. Im kein zelay nechshav the suffix klal v'nisharak suffix echad in that case. So clearly, Sharetzin is telling us that this shita of Pachas Mekizayis is not even Nichras Lechal a Tzirup. You can't even use it as a Tzirup. We paskin clearly like those who shine him, that there's a Shir, and that's what one has to follow, that Shir. And Moshe has a Tshuva, and there's a few Tshuvas that negate to this halacha. Over here in Chelik Alv Simen Ayin Vav. So he talks about if someone's eating a little, but he's he waits between them more than his pras. But at the end, he's seveya, he's full. Right? So between every half of Zayas, he's waiting some time. Is he chayv to be mvarech or not? So he quotes a chiddush from the Prima Gadin that he's chayv to be mvarech. Div Savata Karina Bates, go for Savata. And Moshe himself says, the Chayr hu Tzmua. He says, it's Tzmua. Vachidish hu, right, Mishum Shahi Makam Loim Shakim Shain Nai. Dech Svi Leroibne Adam Lenech Svi Oim Mishum Shain Svi Oim Minu Pas. Fine, goes on. He said, therefore, he says that, and if it was true, Vim Gambis Sava Pachas Mikzai Say Chayiv. So forget about if you ate a kezayis, you should be even if you ate less than a kezayis, if you're full. Umidaraisa, elevada should be pachas mikzayis, patam levarach, af midrabanan. Af besavam, he said. If you ate less than a kezayis, even if you feel satisfied, you're pata, even midrabanan. Shunda akapanam achila gam kinsarach. Meaning, even though it says v'chalta v'savata, and minato you need svia, but svia alone is not enough. The Ma'aseh Torah wrote v'chalta. You need achila. V'imkein, eich efshe l'chayv v'ochal harbe v'sava, he said. So you ate a lot, and you came svia at the end. If you didn't eat a kezayis v'chalei achil's pras, you didn't do achila, for yisuri achila, for chiyuve achila. Tzachim v'tama prima godim. Uladina, therefore, you have to be careful to eat a kezayis, at least a kezayis, one kezayis of chilechidus pras. Vim ira shi efshalei lach kezayis of chilechidus pras. Yesh lahoy ra shaloi levarch bechas amazin. After bechas amazin, suffik lechomer because it's deraisa. I've given she yoisin noita she adinu she ain le levarch, ain ze bechal suffik lechomer. You shouldn't come to this, so you're not oivan the svar of the Prima God. Okay, so that's Sif base. Okay, Sif Gimel. Davashuk Riyase. Oh, something which is a berya. It's complete. It's the way it was created, complete. Daino ego is echon. a nut. See, a nut gets into a question. If it's a nut that has a shell. So perhaps taking off the shell is like taking off the peel. Where does it need them? If that's called a shalim, let's see. So dav shuk b'riyas dainu ego zechad, a sharpri, or any other fruit, or you have a small piece of a small fish, a complete fish. The shaitzim brings down reishu loyzchab. I feel a kitnis echad, one little bean. Yesh oimim av b'shem b'kizayis. Kamagim kimshu pri shalim, since it's a complete fruit. Some hold even this one segment from the orange is a beria. Therefore, to get out of a suffix, one should not eat less than a kizayis. If you divided before you ate, batal menach hashivusei. So if you cut up that beria before you ate it, then you ate pieces of it, you ate the whole thing, but in pieces, then that's not a problem. Then there's no suffering over there. Now, when we talk about over here, pre-shalim, that you're running into the suffering with a pre-shalim, so the Mishabura has a richas, the Mishabura in Sim Reshud, Sivkatan Zayin, Sivkatan Tes, he says, what's considered pre-shalim? The hainu imagarin with the seed, with the pit. I feel in my garden any red lechel klal, kivin shakapana balakula, you swallow the whole thing. He says, avin lokach garin mi menu, but if I took out the pit from it, let me kriberia. V'loimim bayim agarinim roi gam ken l'ochel. Not only if the garinim are right to be eaten, then bevadai, by taking it out, you'll be a mevato from it to shem beria. I feel my you may amin she ain't really la chos and klal gamkin is bata primitor is beria they zet. Vim nimtsu besech a garen gufa dovish roi lecho. If you crack open the pit and there's some fruit inside it, v'ochamash besech a garen v'zora klipasin throughout the shells, hakasha ke'ein plumin like by plums. And if you ever got a plum that the pit cracked open, there's a soft thing inside. So then if you ate that stuff, that's a mug and from Valley Rab, the Zegam can have you bechal beria, Achreshal Koparim, Ochomash Roy Lechal, Mimene. But like we said, if it was divided, if it was cut, and Ladaf can cut it up in small pieces, even if you cut off just a small piece from it, you cut off a small piece from it, or start to fall apart, you cooked it, you baked it, and start to fall apart, it's falling apart from the way it normally is, it doesn't look like a complete. So then it's bottled from it, the shame barrier.
What if you split a meat in half and then eat both halves at the same time?
So split in half. When we learned that last, we saw a suffix. If let's say, do you have to put the whole thing in your mouth, or let's say you bite off a piece from it? Where's that? Is it called breaking your mouth or breaking beforehand? Okay, Siv Dali, Kala Eichlam, and Starf, and Lakzayas. You could mean Starf different Eichlam to the Shia Kazayas. We mach a Kachat Zayas, we dove Shem Vachem, Achra Burnin Fash, Rabbis. You ate a half a Zayas from Sunday, make a Burnin Fash, or Kachat Zayas, and dove Shem Vachem, and a Baracha, Main Shalosh. Oh, yeah, I feel like Kachat Zayas pass, or even a half a Zayas a pass, Mavarach al Echraim, Burnin Fash, Rabbis. In other words, the Klal is going to be that we're Mitzdarf different Eichlam, even though they have different Bracha Achrainis, for the lower level of bracha achrena. So if I had a half a zayis of pasta and a half a zayis of apple, well, we start the two for burning fashas. Ve nearly do a dinim ocho kachatzi zayis min perish and varchom lachrem ala eight u kachatzi zayis min shavarchom lachrem ala michya a kachatzi zayis pas dash the ink and shum min shabrach achren shalai burning fashas rabbis. So what do you do? Kamak and varchom lachrem burning fashas rabbis. Vim ocho kachatzi zayis mi min shem varchon la'achrov al ha-michyo kachatzi zayis pas varchon la'achreim al ha-michyo v'shesiyem achileim staf. Okay, we'll have to continue, we'll have to go back this over this tomorrow. May the Shem have a wonderful day. No. It has to be that it was created this way. Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Got it. By the time I whiskey, the college girl overgoing, she was in half me going. Yeah.